AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge appointed by former President Donald Trump has been selected to oversee Trump's criminal case in Florida. Judge Aileen Cannon issued rulings favorable to him last year. The former president is facing felony charges of mishandling classified documents. His former vice president calls Donald Trump's indictment a sad day for America. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
I had hoped it wouldn't come to this.
Mike Pence, one of Trump's challengers for the GOP nomination, told backers in New Hampshire the indictment is deeply troubling because it will further divide the nation.
The former president, like every American, is entitled to the presumption of innocence.
Pence says no one knows the facts of the case, and he's calling on Attorney General Merrick Garland to change that.
You need to stand up and explain to us why this was necessary before the sun sets today.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two of Trump's lawyers, James Trustee and John Rowley, who had handled the documents case for months, say they're resigning. In a social media post, Donald Trump says the case going forward will be handled by Todd Blanche, a lawyer representing him in a separate prosecution in New York, as well as other yet-to-be-named attorneys. Air quality readings appear to be improving in areas in the U.S. blanketed with smoke and haze from wildfires in Canada. Brian Putnam is at the National Weather Service.
Just in general, across the area, there's less smoke coming down. So it may vary a little from space to space. You know, maybe it's a little worse in Philly or a little better in New York City, but it's just lower overall.
Real estate developer Nate Paul, who is at the center of the scandal that led to the impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, has been charged with making false statements to get loans from mortgage lenders. In Alabama, Yoren Vandersloot, the chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway, pleaded not guilty to charges he attempted to extort money from the missing teen's mother. This is AP News. The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition is improving after surgery in Rome.
Pope Francis has been sitting up in an armchair working, says the Vatican, after abdominal surgery earlier this week. They say he had a restful night, ate breakfast this morning, and read the newspapers from his armchair. The Vatican quoted his doctors as saying Francis is progressively improving. He is 86. He was admitted to the hospital on Wednesday for his second major abdominal operation in 2 years, following a procedure in 2021 to remove part of his colon. He's expected to remain in the hospital for several days. I'm Rita Foley.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, is urging the Anglican Church of Uganda to reject the country's new anti-homosexuality law and criticized its support of the law. Uganda's president signed legislation that includes the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, defined as sexual relations involving people infected with HIV. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.